Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to
Mind Body Stuff.
I'm Kaylee.
I'm Bernice.
Welcome to another week around here.
Whoa.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for tuning in.
What are you guys doing right now?
We got a lot of good feedback from the last podcast.
No, we didn't. I haven't heard anything about it.
Oh, we had verbal feedback, but not written feedback is what I meant to say.
Oh, gotcha.
But we had good verbal feedback.
About your intercourse comment?
The intercourse comment.
Luckily, Mike's home now.
He just got home. And I'm feeling better.
Good. I'm glad you're
about fine. Life in general.
Good. That and makes us all happy.
We just got back from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
And it was wonderful.
It was great.
It
was kind of crazy.
It was crazy because we went with Kaylee and all her kids and her husband, which was pretty entertaining.
You were a trooper.
I thought I did pretty good.
You did awesome.
I was very helpful.
My kids are obsessed with you.
Oh my God, they are so funny.
They love you. Holy cow.
We had a really good time and we stayed in this really cool hotel, which I'm so appreciative that you booked. Right on the beach in Venice, California.
Right on the boardwalk.
Right on the boardwalk.
Right on the boardwalk.
And
it was awesome.
Just so many interesting people and things happening down there.
Yeah, and you used to live right down there.
I used to live right down there when I was like 19 and 20 years old. Mm-hmm. So it was really... Full circle. It was total full circle.
And then we drove on a street you lived on too.
In Santa Monica.
In Santa Monica.
11th Avenue. 1105. 11th Avenue. We just happened to be on that street. And I'm like, oh, this is the street I lived on.
Well, and that doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but I kind of think it is. Because we've been to LA several times for trainings before. And never once have we... Like, how crazy that in one trip we went to two streets that you lived on.
Mm-hmm. And we were basically in the area I lived in.
Like, I think that's so...
That area was like my area.
I just love full circle things or like, you know, coincidences like that where you're like, how crazy.
Yeah.
We're driving on a street that I lived on.
Yeah, years and years
ago. We are staying in a hotel like probably a block or two from where you live.
It was definitely like a block. It was the same type of shape. All those little hotels and apartments are the similar down there, but that same shape.
It was really cool. It was crazy with the kids, though.
It was. The kids were.
Because some of the kids slept with the aunt. We had the baby. It was kind of crazy, but we made it work.
We made it work, and we had some really amazing people at the training.
It was great. It was really interesting because we were in LA, but we only had a couple ladies actually from LA. We had people from Spokane and
from
Seattle
and Idaho
and yeah, it was awesome though.
It was really good. And we saw people that had been on Ulacation with us.
Oh, in Arizona, Gina it or just, Baja, wherever.
Or Baja, yeah. And we had just hung out with some of the people who had just did Ulacation. It was so nice to see them again, like in a different setting.
It totally was. It was awesome.
It was really, really nice to connect that way.
Yeah, it was, it's kind of interesting how each group has their own kind of like, I don't know. I just feel like all of our weekends, I mean, the structure is the same, the schedule is the same, the material is the same, but they all take on their own personality. And it's just so cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's really,
really
interesting.
Yeah. And it's sort of exciting to see what the personality is going to be.
It totally is.
It's like,
what is the personality of this
group? It's kind of like meeting a new person.
It really is.
And you're like, well, you know, they seem like this. Mm-hmm. Initially, you know, when you meet someone.
One thing that you have really like taught me a lot about or like brought a lot of awareness to me is like group work. Because I, you know, you're trained in group work.
Love
I'm not
group work.
Trained in group work. So it's really interesting because I used to feel all this like pressure of like, you know, are we going to do a good job and blah, 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 blah. But like you always say like, Let the group do it.
Yeah, trust like the group.
You got to trust the group. The group does it.
Yeah, if we give a nice, safe
structured space,
the group
yes.
will fill it with
yes.
their own personality, their uh-huh. own needs, their own. I mean, it becomes beautiful. It's like watching a flower.
Yeah.
Blossom. You know, it's like we planted it and
yeah.
now we get to watch it and
yeah.
here it comes. And sure enough, every time it blossoms.
It does. And it's like so cool because it's like A, there's, I feel like, less pressure on, like, we have to do something. We have to make something happen. It's like, no, the group makes it happen. It's so awesome. It's
yes.
Like, so it was such a helpful, like, shift in my brain. I remember used to being, like, so nervous before we did these things. And now, obviously, I need to be prepared and know what I'm talking about. But I do know what I'm, I know all this stuff. So now it's like, it's just exciting because I get to just trust the process.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
Because it's wonderful because you've created this beautiful structure, you know, this structured environment, basically. So you have the planter box or whatever.
Right.
And you've got the soil and the fertilizer and the water. And so now we have all the beautiful little seeds that could just come in and get planted in it.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't work, of course, without that structure.
Exactly.
That thought ahead
exactly.
of time. But with that structure, it's...
But now it just blossoms.
Oh my
gosh. It's awesome.
It's like one of my most favorite things to do.
It really, you know, for all of those of you out there who are certified instructors, I don't know how you stay inspired without going to these things all the time. Like,
yeah.
I don't think I could, I don't know. I don't know how you continue to find the inspiration day after day, month after month, year after year. Like going to these empowerment weekends, it gets me so inspired and reinvigorated with like the why behind doing all of this. It's
yeah.
amazing.
I feel so much joy and love towards all the people mm-hmm. and towards Ula and towards myself too. Like, oh, you're capable of doing this, you know,
absolutely.
But I'm buoyed up by the group.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like, I just feel like I want to be a better person because at these weekends, I just see how beautiful humans are. I feel like we don't always give ourselves opportunities to just focus on the beauty of people.
Mm-hmm. That's a
the
very
beauty
good point.
Of being human, the beauty of doing these types of things together, you know, in the rest of our lives, we're always taught we have to be so independent. We have to be so strong. We have to be capable. We have to be able to do things all on our own. And it's like these weekends remind me, like we kept having this reoccurring theme of like, it's okay to ask for help.
Community.
It's okay to say like,
support.
I don't want to do this alone.
Yes.
I don't want to do this alone. You know, there are people who are like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that I had to teach a song. It doesn't matter. You don't have to do this alone. You're going to be dancing with the other women who you've spent all weekend long with. You don't have to do it alone. We will be with you or alone. We'll be with you.
Yes. And that's inevitably what happens. We are with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get supported in the group. And it's great having, we had two or three. Do we have three? Two return instructors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always great having the return instructors. They're coming in to get re-inspired. They always have such a great take on their journey mm-hmm. if they've been certified for a year or two or three or four. And it's wonderful for the new instructors to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Where they've been and, mm-hmm. you know, what they're doing, what they're dealing with. And so those old instructors get re-inspired, of course. And then it's a great symbiotic relationship because then the new people are inspired by the old people.
Yeah, it is. And so we were just kind of thinking though, like how this theme kept coming back up of like, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to need one another. It's okay to not want to be alone. And so we were kind of thinking about how it's just so normal for us to have our defenses up and mm-hmm. how we somehow feel like we have to be the ones who are always looking out for ourselves or that we have to be the ones who can show not only ourselves but show everyone else that we can do it on our own. And just the beauty of Ula is part that we get to kind of put our defenses down a little bit.
Oh yeah. And you might be thinking, well, it's not that hard but it's funny. And inevitably every time we do this,
mm-hmm.
it is always like people are like, I don't think I can do it.
Yep.
And that you see the fear on their face.
Yep.
You see that they're worried about being perfect.
Mm-hmm.
They're all the things that have been inculcated into them
mm-hmm.
through the system
mm-hmm.
of being raised from however we're raised. Like, don't try it if you don't know it.
Yeah.
Also, like you're saying, you're going to do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to do it, you got to do it alone. And it's got to be perfect.
What if I forget the steps? Well, you've got 15 other people right behind you who I'm sure somebody does know the step.
You look around and you're like, oh, look, Kaylee knows the step mm-hmm. there. But we are so sure of isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yes.
We're so convinced that we're isolated.
And we almost think we're safer when we're isolated.
We
because
do.
We're like,
that's a very good, because I think that sometimes, like, yes. Well, I'm safer isolated.
Right.
I won't be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
There's no expectations, just my own, which yeah. I'm familiar with.
Right.
But it's funny because when you get in these groups, everyone feels so much better.
Yeah.
Because they know, oh my gosh. You see them look around. Now, this is a great phenomenon, everyone. Just think about this. In the beginning, people get up and teach and nobody hugs them.
Yeah.
They kind of walk back like, hey, thank you.
On like Saturday. So we have people take a turn on Saturday.
So people
afternoon.
Are kind of like, oh, well, thank you, thank you. Well, inevitably by the end of every training.
On Sunday afternoon.
Everybody's hugging everybody.
Everybody hugs. Now every single person gives the person who just taught a hug.
A hug. And now we've broken through that barrier.
Uh-huh.
We've broken through the barrier of the individual, of isolation, mm-hmm. and we've come into the realm of connection and community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing to see, because you've given this fertile ground for them to then feel safe enough to be like, do you remember what it's like to feel connected? Do you remember what it's like to depend on another person? Mm-hmm. Not just your family member or your best friend.
Right.
No, maybe even a stranger.
A stranger.
A stranger.
I love that.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
I love that.
But then that makes sense why we're so defended.
It totally makes sense.
Because, of course, probably in our course of growing up, we did things and people were like, well, that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody came up and hugged you.
Mm-hmm.
You walked away probably with some shame.
Yeah.
And you were like, not doing that again.
And it's so like perfectly timed, because our song that came out was called Broken and Beautiful. And what Kelly Clarkson is saying is she's like, I don't want someone to fix me. I don't want someone to like try to change me. I just want someone to hold me and love me. And that's kind of what these weekends are about too. It's like, we're not trying to fix anything about you. You know, we're not trying to say, oh, well, you know, your cue needs to come here, or your, you know, the footwork, you know.
It's straighten your leg here.
Yes, yes.
Not a bent leg, it's a straight leg.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's saying, you know what, you get to show up in this space. This is day freaking one. Okay, yeah, maybe if we were, you know, a year down the road, we could be like, okay, you need to like think about this or blah, blah, blah. This is day one. Day one is about just letting them feel and experience that nobody's trying to fix them, that everybody is there to support them as they do something that feels scary, that they may not think that they can do, that requires an incredible amount of bravery and vulnerability to do. And so these weekends are about letting people experience how that feels to be part of this very supportive and communal space, so that they can take that and move that with them as they then figure out how actually to go forward and teach.
Right. And that's our philosophy. That's what we want them to keep spreading, is that sense of community and support.
So they experience it first, and then they share that.
Then they get it. They're like,
they get
I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes it's not easy. No, of course. No, it's not easy. And they get that too.
For sure.
Because they've experienced it even in the two days. But then they get what it feels like when they get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, ah. So mm-hmm. then I owe it to everybody else mm-hmm. to let them know this is possible.
Yeah, because everywhere else we, you know, everywhere else in our lives, we're being told how to do things better and you know, the right way to do things. And the you know, it's just normal. It's so quick to find critique. And so what better way to then just start a process in a different way?
Mm-hmm.
To start a process in a different way, start a process with encouragement and love and support, and let whatever grows grow from that space. And I believe that
such an organic space.
Yes. And I believe that the product or the thing or whatever it is, it's so much, the energy of it and the vibration of it can be this thing of love and support, because that's how it was born.
Mm-hmm. And the beauty is what we see in these instructors who have been inculcated in this method for mm-hmm. the last few years. Boy, when they come back,
They're good. Whoa.
I'm like, wow, hello.
It was insane. Our two returning instructors, one teaches consistently, and one is just now starting a year and a half later, and they were both so good.
Take your breath away.
And this is insane because at the beginning, I thought that I needed to teach them how to be great teachers. I thought that was my job. I thought that's what I was doing at these trainings. And it's not right. And a few years ago, something switched and things changed and figured it out that that's not what this is about at all.
No,
it's really not at all what it's about.
Pulling the authentic person out. Yeah, because
exactly.
Once that instructor is authentic
and feels safe being authentic too,
they're good.
They just become these amazing instructors.
They are like suddenly these two instructors, as they're teaching their song, you feel the song.
It's like, wow. Like,
that's it. That's the song.
Yeah. I'm like
you captured it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a really beautiful process. But we had a really interesting situation happen. So maybe it was like 2 o'clock or something on Sunday afternoon. And so we were just about done with the weekend. And we'd spent, a lot of time with these women. We'd spent a lot of time not only dancing, but sharing in these pretty intimate circles.
And building this rapport trust.
Yes, and this trust and this not only acceptance of others, but acceptance of ourselves. And this woman, she walked into the room and she was very beautiful and,
well,
fashionable. And you can, I think even it's safe to say you could tell she'd had some work done. Mm-hmm. And there was, you could just feel the energy that a lot of attention was given to the physical.
Yes. Good work. Her work was good. It looked good. I mean, very
she
well
looked
done.
Great.
Well done.
Oh yeah. She looked great.
Who's your doctor? No, I'm just
kidding. She looked good. Let me tell you. But she walks in and
we're in the middle of a song.
We're in the middle of
dancing.
A song. Dancing. One of our women there, not one of us was teaching, but one of the women who was there with us this weekend, she was teaching. And again, this is a vulnerable and scary and brave thing. And so we feel like it's our job to protect this space.
Mm-hmm.
And so this woman came in and she sat down.
She grabs a ball.
She grabs an exercise ball, right? And she sat down on it and just started watching.
Very assertively.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and then you started talking to her. So what'd you say?
I said, oh, hey, thanks so much for being here. This is a training, so this is a closed group. So this isn't a class. She thought it was a class. And she kept saying, well, I'm here to observe the class. I'm like, well, this is not a class.
She's like, this is so beautiful. What is this?
Yes.
We're like, well, it's Ula
I
Fitness.
I love watching
It's a training, but unfortunately, like, we can't have observers. It's
and I said, there are other Ula classes you could attend, but this one is a training, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And then what did she say?
I don't know. You talked to her.
Then, so I kept saying to her, and she was sort of looking at me, and then she says,
she's like, well, I'm with so-and-so. And so
she says a name. She's, I'm with so-and-so.
Because the place was called Collins and Katz. And she's like, I'm with somebody Katz. So trying to, of course, use her power.
Yes.
Using power to say, well, I can be here because I'm with somebody
Katz. Somebody. And those are the people that donated to build this beautiful
facility. Yeah, they donated
facility.
Donated a bunch of money.
Which I just didn't really hear that very well. And I just said, well, this is a training, so you can't be here.
Yeah.
And I started to get more succinct. And then she said, what's your name? And I'm like, Bernice.
And then, I don't know, somehow the attention got shifted to me.
Then
and I was like,
she would not move. Like, she was
no,
like,
she wouldn't
she
budge.
Wanted to fight with me about
so
it.
So then I'm like, okay, well, here I go. And I was like, I'm sorry, we can't have observers. Observers. But then I was like, we create this safe thing over the weekend. I said, if you want to join, you can come, at the beginning of one of these.
Yes.
But we don't let people who haven't been with us all weekend be a part of this.
Come at
it's
the
just
end.
How it is. And so she, without saying a word, she just stood up and she walked out the door.
Yes. And she seemed grumpy.
And she seemed super grumpy. And so I was like, okay, that kind of shook the group a little bit. It was just kind of like, who is she? Why is she in here? That was weird.
Hard for group work because suddenly you feel the trust bond has been kind of like, it's like broken. There's something happening.
Right.
With something that wasn't in our plan.
Yeah.
The structure.
Yeah. Well, and it's like an outside person. It's like,
yes.
Well, wait a minute.
They're like, this is not the structure.
This is our little Ula-verse.
Right.
Like, who are you?
Yeah.
We've got a special announcement from our sponsor.
Just kidding. We don't have a sponsor.
What?
But you have a special announcement from us.
Listen up.
Hey, everybody out there listening, we need self-care. You need self-care. Let's be honest.
And we've got some self-care for you.
We've got great self-care for you. In Tulum, Mexico, October this year.
This year.
We're launching our new set of workshops. You guys asked for it. You get it. Each day is based on the chakra system, movement, ULA. We've got free time built into every day. We've got classes, trips to the cenotes. We've got beautiful singing bowls.
On top of also being on a beautiful, beautiful beach.
Beautiful beach.
I mean, really. And the food is amazing.
So go to our website, ulafitness.com. Mm. Then go to the experiences tab. You'll drop down. You'll see the retreats. You can read all about the experience. We can't wait for you to join us. We've got limited spots. They're filling up. So if you've been thinking about this, or if there's something that's a little whisper in your ear saying you should do it, then
do it.
Do it.
Do it.
And it was interesting because I kept thinking, like, during the next hour or so, I kept thinking, okay, like, I don't know, it just felt very cosmic. There were lots of little cosmic things that were happening that day. So I'm like, okay, well, what's the cosmic lesson in this? What's happening here? And I was like, she's here to teach me something, mm-hmm. or teach the group something, or something's happening here that I'm meant to be learning from. And so it made me start really thinking about how we use things like beauty and money and power as like these armors, or these things that we get to wear that we can use basically
maybe to keep us safe.
To keep us safe and to keep us, yes, to keep this like level of protection between ourselves and other people. And it was very interesting because she used, I'm making a judgment call on the third, but she definitely used beauty and power, because she said that person's last name, mm-hmm. as ways to be like,
And then she tried to dominate by saying, what's your name? Like, I'm going
yes.
to turn
and then she
you
tried
in
to
or
be
whatever. I'm
dominating.
Like, you can definitely do that if you'd like.
And I just thought, well, how interesting, because we've just spent the last, 15 plus hours breaking down all of our defenses and just allowing the authentic individual, the flawed, the messy, the beautiful, the perfectly imperfect self come to this space. And then it was just such a stark contrast to have somebody with such huge defenses come into the space, because I feel like we'd all worked really hard to let our
guard down,
our normal coping mechanisms to keep us safe come down. And so it was just such a stark contrast to experience that. And I thought, man, like, what, and it doesn't have to be ULA. So when we talk about how like important ULA is, or everybody needs ULA, I don't mean ULA as in actually just ULA, but we need something that we feel that we can show up fully ourselves without all of these layers of defense mm-hmm. around us, because mm-hmm. you could just feel it so strongly from her. And I truly believe that the world is in the state that it's in because we have all of these layers of power, of money, of beauty. We've somehow said these are the things that are going to almost kind of like give us a hall pass from being vulnerable.
Yeah.
You don't have to be vulnerable if you're like super wealthy, or if you have a ton of power, mm-hmm. or you have all of this beauty. You kind of can rely on these things that the system has said, oh, you're kind of untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to like explore your shame or whatever, because you have all of these things that we can kind of wear. And it just seemed so sad in that moment with this circle of women who had smeared mascara and messy hair and we'd been working so hard physically and emotionally and spiritually, and we'd been doing all this work, and it was so beautiful. It's like, I'm broken and it's beautiful. That's just how it felt in that space. And then to have this very put together exterior come into the space, it just was just such a huge like reminder for me of this work.
And almost mannequin like.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like almost yes. like her emotions were mannequin-like too. Like
yes.
Even when I was explaining it to her, uh-huh. she was not listening.
No, she
you
know,
she
no.
was way above. Like she was not in the, like, just listen for a second.
Mm-hmm.
This is the story.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why this won't work now, but there are other ways to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when Kaylee brought this up at the closure, which was great to bring it full circle because it was on everyone's minds, I'm sure, because it was a stark contrast to what we were doing. And it was funny because as soon as you brought it up, everyone was like, she's someone that needs Ula.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was like,
yeah.
yes, she does need Ula.
Yeah.
Or to have something like Ula in her life.
Yes.
Because you could see everything was so defended and so protected.
Yes.
And so stiff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That it was like, you know how you think like if you're on this ridge of a mountain and you're all stiff and kind of hard and the wind blows really hard, you're going to get blown right off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, 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 don't be like that. Because if there is a big wind, you want to have some flexibility.
Exactly.
You almost worry for her. Like, I'm like, you might get blown off the top of the mountain.
Yeah. And it's like, wow, that was very upsetting to her to have been told no.
Yes. She was
because
very shocked.
I think that she was used to using her power and her beauty to get everything that she
no.
wanted.
Yeah. I don't think many people tell her
exactly.
No.
And you could just see how that was an incredibly uncomfortable thing for her to have been told no.
No. Yeah. She like, felt shame around
she
it.
She felt shame.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not personal.
No, no,
it's
no.
like, come on Saturday morning of these, you know, if you had walked in at 8:30 on Saturday morning, we would have said, oh, please stay.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you just can't stay right now.
Not right now.
Not right now.
Yeah. Or go to an Ula class. I kept saying that there's other Ula
there's classes. You can attend a class.
Yeah, and you can watch everybody
for
dance.
Observation.
Yeah, or you could observe a class. You could ask the instructor if you could sit and observe, I guess. But yeah, she was very like...
Well, and it just kind of gets me thinking about how, like, imagine if everyone, like, just think about... And I know we talk about this quite a bit too, but like, think about some of the maybe politicians that we know, and I've been trying to be much less political lately. So, but even just like, there's just all of these, like, it's so hard for people to admit that they're wrong, or it's so hard for people to understand that there may be another way of doing things.
To have a like, dialogue.
Yeah, the dialogue. It's like, no, because then it like puts into question these like, these things that I, you know, I'm holding on to about myself. Like, what if I was wrong about that situation? You
right.
know,
and then
that's a very hard
shame.
And then,
so
that's
then you don't want to even go there.
Yes. And so you just see all of these people all over being defended without being willing to sit down and have these conversations of like, well, maybe I said this because I was hurting, or maybe like I was feeling like super, you know, uncomfortable with this because of whatever reason, you know, whatever it is, it's like so hard for us to just say like, I'm broken and it's beautiful, or I'm messy, or I didn't do this perfectly, but it doesn't make me a bad person.
Right.
It doesn't make me an unintelligent person. It doesn't throw into question who I am.
Who I am at the soul or spirit level.
Exactly.
And you can even say, maybe I don't agree with you. I don't, you know, I'm not, it's really hard for me to hear you here.
Right.
Because I am very invested in this other viewpoint because of this, this, and this.
Yes.
But at least you bring to the table that it's that open communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in terms mm-hmm. of like, I'm having a really hard time to hearing you, that I can't be in this room right now
yeah.
because I really want to be here to observe.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, well, here are some other options for you.
Yes.
But it's, we have to open that dialogue.
Yes.
In order to have a true communication with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's hard with politicians sometimes too, because, you know, they're like, I have to have this. This is the only way we have to do it.
Right.
And it's like, oh, no, 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 no. I mean, that is maybe your way, but let's just listen to Jane's way or John's way for a second.
Well, and it's just so sad that our society has placed so much importance to looks, to beauty, to money, to power.
Oh.
So then we think that those things are going to protect us and keep us
and we
insulated.
Think they're good things
and we
too,
think they're
by
good
the way.
Things.
You know, so when we see someone who's beautiful with money and power,
you think, oh my gosh,
they've really reached the pinnacle of
they
something.
They are, yes. They've done it. They've They're at the top. They're pretty. They're rich. They have power. What else could you want?
But we're not looking at them at the soul or spirit level.
And I think that's what was so shocking, is that we had basically spent all this time looking at each other from the soul level all weekend long.
That's a good point.
We had just like literally, I mean, it's really beautiful how that happens in an
Ula
space. And so then it just felt so almost. It almost felt like it threw us into the real world again,
too quickly. Yeah.
We weren't ready to go back there yet. And so it just, to me, is such a reminder, like, gosh, if we can just let some of our defenses go a little bit, like if we can just let some of those things that we have as these walls keeping us from true connection, what a different world we would live in. And that's why I was like, man, she, I think, really needs Ula.
Yes.
Because she's claiming these things that are not who she is at a soul level. They're incredibly just these like superficial. They're not only just human things. They're human things on the most like superficial level of being a human
being. Well, and I don't blame her either, because she's bought into what we're told.
She's totally bought into
it. This means that you're ultimately reached the pinnacle.
And unfortunately,
and she was like, I did. I did all those things.
And what? I still can't sit in here in this room?
That was very shocking, because I have reached all these things and I get my way.
Mm-hmm.
All the time because of this, because she worked hard for those things, probably in whatever way.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, but in this room, we're not doing it on that level.
And I think that's what we're trying to do with Ula, is we're trying to like change the world in that way. Because if we can change how we feel from the inside out, then maybe our interactions with the next people we see, and the people that we see walking down the hall, and the people that we interact with at work. I mean, I just remember walking through that gym, and anytime I left our space, like go to the bathroom or, if, you know, at lunch or whatever, I just wanted to smile at everyone that I saw in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something about these spaces where we encourage the connection so strongly that it's like, it's hard to not bring that out to
and
the rest of the
like
world.
The light shine through,
yes,
of the soul.
You see the light. You see the
and
soul
so
light.
I noticed what happened to me as I was walking to the bathroom, and I didn't realize I was smiling probably very energetically.
Yeah.
And then so I had like two or three people stop. Like they like,
oh,
do I know you?
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, and I'd be like, and I'm like, oh, I'm smiling too much. And then inevitably though, they would smile back. They would start kind of like with no smile.
Yeah.
And they'd stop, and then they'd smile back.
Yeah.
And then they'd keep walking.
Yeah.
But it was so funny, because it was just that kind of shocking, like, oh, something's happening. They think I need something, but they just weren't.
Isn't
you know,
that just like the craziest thing about humans though? It's like humans crave connection beyond anything. I mean, all you have to do is smile and people stop and they think that you want to talk to them. You
know, they were
like,
all
it's
like,
just a smile.
And then I'm like, why are they stopping?
We crave connection so bad, but yet we do all of these things to insulate ourselves from true connection.
Yes, because we learned it was scary. And sometimes we got, what's the word?
Hurt
and denied.
Oh, rejected?
Rejected. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes you do get rejected. But in general, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But
or even if you do get, like, you know, if a connection, okay, let's say a connection doesn't work, or a connection, you know, eventually didn't last. Like, but come on, are we not going to connect just because relationships ran their course, or, you know, things changed or whatever? Like, we still have to continue to put ourselves out there. And I think that this actually even ties into our last podcast about discomfort, because after Ula One today, we sat around and had this great discussion about discomfort and about, like, how are we, you know, like, how quickly we are to pull away from discomfort.
Well, and that's the whole part of the training.
That's the whole part of the training is you have to stay connected to your, to discomfort. But what we learn eventually is that it's like,
you get a reward at the end.
Yeah. I mean,
it's almost like you're so afraid of the discomfort that you're willing to avoid it.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's not even that bad.
Yeah.
Like once you do it, it's not like I used to ask about like childbirth. I'm like, is it like I'm shot? Will it feel like I'm dying? Like, tell me what it's like. Because I wanted to wrap my head around how bad it was going to be.
Yeah.
Somebody help me.
Right.
And I think with discomfort, we're just anticipating like, it's going to be real bad.
Mm-hmm.
But once you step into it and go through it, like when training, you realize like, oh my gosh, that wasn't even bad. And you know what? I feel even better afterward.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like with Ula One today.
Yeah.
There is some physical discomfort because the muscles are working in some parts. Mm-hmm. But you know, once you do it and then once you stretch the muscle, mm-hmm. you're like, that feels even better.
Yeah.
That feels even better
yeah.
than if I just went and just like, I'm going to stretch my arm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I think that like we're so, we just want to get away from it. Like for me, I don't really like doing things that I'm not good at, you know? And so I'd rather avoid them, but I know that in those cases, like I'm just missing out. And that's something that I need to work on and I need to like keep focusing on. And I think there's such great opportunities to learn that in ULA and ULA One and all the formats and the workshops and everything is that there is this amount of like this, this discomfort in doing it and just saying like, you know what? I'm not going to check out. I'm not going to pull back. I'm not going to not do this because I'm afraid that I won't do it perfectly. Like, and so it's just been a really beautiful progression too with our trainings that it's like, you have no idea how little we care about if you're perfect. Hmm. Like,
no,
because we need to switch this. We need to switch this idea that we shouldn't be doing things unless we're good at them. Because there's something got lodged in me from wherever, however, that I shouldn't do things unless I'm good at them.
Yes.
And I'm sick of it. I know that I'm missing out on things. And so it's such a cool thing. These weekends are cool and these opportunities, let's take all of the opportunities whenever we can to just let those defenses down. Like, I'm not going to do this because I may look stupid. That's a defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to connect with you because I may get hurt. That's a defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just only focus on my physical beauty because somewhere in society that told me that like, I am good because I'm too unwilling to look at the inner parts of mm-hmm. myself. So I'm going to just rely on my physical. That's a defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. Like these are all ways that we're actually disconnecting from what we crave the most, which is to be seen, to be heard, to be loved, to be known. That is true connection.
And that's what she says in Broken and Beautiful. She's like, one of the parts is like, will you hold me? And the other part is, will you just know me?
Mm-hmm.
Just know me. But now want me to know you, I need to see you.
You've got to let me in.
I've got to see you.
Yeah.
So that's the conundrum, isn't it?
That's totally the conundrum.
Because it's like, I want to be known and yet I don't want to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, you must be seen in order to be known.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same. It's full circle for all of us. We just have to go back to the child self
mm-hmm.
because they're so like, for me, that's like, their soul lights are so bright.
They are.
And they're not afraid to be seen.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to cry.
Yep.
I don't like it. I want another M&M or whatever. It's like, or I'm going to laugh. I just want to laugh. I just want to have a great, just something just struck me as totally funny or whatever. It's like those child souls that solely get shaped into adults. We just, for little bits of time, we need to rekindle that connection to our child soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we'll remember like, yes, I can go up to this woman over here and smile at her.
Mm-hmm.
And even if she doesn't smile back. It doesn't matter.
And it's okay if I make a mistake. People aren't going to like me less because I make a mistake. Actually, they're probably going to like me more because they feel like I'm relatable.
They're like,
ultimately, we all make, nobody's perfect.
No, nobody. And they're like, more power to you.
You don't want
to
be friends with the person who's always perfect or who never, never messes up or never shows their vulnerabilities because it's so hard to relate with that.
Oh, yeah. I don't. And plus, I don't know them.
Yeah.
I can't see them sometimes. Right. I'm like, I can't see you.
Yeah.
It's like I'm looking in a fog.
Yeah. And
I'm
even pretending that you're always right is a defense. You know?
Yeah.
It's a layer between.
It's a protection.
It is. Because sometimes even with like Rob, I'll be like, oh my God, do you always like, can you not admit when you're wrong? Like, can't you just admit it? But it's like, but then it's like, it taps into his shame that somehow came from like, I have to do things right.
Yes.
My value and my worth and is on being intelligent or being right or being smart or doing things the right way.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And that's why we have ULA for those bursts of time for me where it's like, I want to be known and I want to be seen and I want to be with people that want that same thing.
Yeah. Don't try to fix me.
Don't try and fix me. I won't try and fix you.
Yeah.
I just accept you who you are in this moment, in this space.
Right.
That's all I want for just a little bit of time.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back to the world and I'll put my little whatever on. But for bits of time.
But we should try not to. And I think that's what Ula hopefully teaches us is that, okay, do you, can we not put it on so strongly when we go back out into the world?
And I think that's what we learned from our instructors there, that everyone, they're noticing changes in their lives.
Yes.
Which it's not just their Ula life, their instructor life. They're noticing changes in their broader lives.
Right.
So it's pretty amazing stuff.
It's scary though. It's scary to take off those. I mean, it is.
It
like
is.
Armor.
And some things will not always be
comfortable.
No. And it will not always work out the way you think. Like I smiled at her and we made a friendship and then she dumped me.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that's okay though. But at least you were authentic.
Mm-hmm.
At least you tried.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Don't judge yourself because it didn't work or you weren't perfect. You're not going to be.
Yeah.
And not every relationship is going to work and not every person is going to like you.
Yeah.
And even that is creating space for authenticity.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
We've got a special announcement from our sponsor.
Just kidding. We don't have a sponsor.
What?
But you have a special announcement from us.
Listen up. Have you ever heard us talk about the retreat?
What? What retreat?
The Tulum retreat.
Tulum retreat.
Coming up in October.
Tell me more.
It has 4 brand new workshops.
Really?
I know. And they're all about the
chakras.
Or chakras, depending on how you want to say it.
Potato, potato.
It's amazing. Don't you want to come to Duluth, Tulum?
Duluth? Let's go to Duluth.
It's a wonderful place. It's Duluth.
Even we've got something even better than Duluth. We have Tulum in
Mexico.
You guys, it's amazing.
And it's got your name written all over it.
Well, it does once you sign up online, ulafitness.com. Yeah, it was cool.
It was really cool. It was a cool juxtaposition to have her come in.
It was, I mean, and that's what I kept thinking for my,
just
for like that hour. I'm like, what is she teaching? What is she teaching? What is she teaching? And I was like, I get it. I understand why she needed to walk into the room right now. She taught us something right there. Maybe we taught her something too. I have no idea. I don't know, but I, you know, and then again, it's like, I feel grateful for her because she really, you know, she brought a lesson
into our awareness.
Yeah. She brought it in and then she brought it into, just kind of how I've thought about things since that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really.
And also it really brought up the power of the group.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And what we were doing. Like, I was like, whoa, this is so different. Now it wouldn't have been different if it was like a regular class or something as much. I don't think.
No.
But because we were so deep into the group.
Yes.
And the group work at that point, it was very different.
And it wasn't like we were teaching. It's not like we were dancing to like the song Sucker either.
No.
We were dancing to,
what was it?
Was it I Am Here?
I Am
No, it wasn't I Am Here.
This Is Me? No.
No. Walk Me Home? Oh, one of those songs.
I think it was Walk Me Home, maybe. Anyway, it was one of those songs. But
Where you're like, I feel exposed.
Yes.
I feel exposed and nobody, this isn't a spectator sport. It's almost like that Brene Brown quote. It's like, get in the arena with me or shut up.
Yes, I love that.
You know, it's like either I don't want any feedback unless you're in the arena getting your ass kicked too. But if you're not in the arena with me, you don't get to comment and you cannot sit here on your bouncy ball and watch me.
No, you don't get to jump in and cheat either. No.
Yeah.
Gotta do the work.
But yeah, just so grateful for everyone out there who does the work, because however you're doing the work, it doesn't have to be through Ula, but however you're doing the work, if you're bringing that out into the world, like that benefits all of us. So I'm so grateful to everyone who's doing the work in their own ways.
Yes.
To like show up and to be seen and to practice these really, really, really difficult lessons of love and compassion.
Be seen and be known.
Yeah. It's hard stuff.
It's hard stuff.
It's much easier to like, you know, get yourself looking beautiful
and
just to ride on that or to, you know, to amass a bunch of money and to feel powerful and to, you know, to separate yourself and to say, you know, I'm untouchable because of these things. But it's a lot harder to, you know, put all of that aside and say, you know, I'm gonna do this work.
I'm gonna risk some stuff.
I'm gonna risk some stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna put myself out there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna step down from my place of power and I'm gonna dance with you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna dance.
And not even all of us aren't all in powerful places, but we're in protected places.
Right. She represented power,
but many of us are in different types of places, but very protected places where it's like, I will keep acting that everything is fine in my life.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yes, this song is.
Oh, I love it. I mean, it doesn't really mean much to me, actually, or whatever it is. Or I'm always, always happy, which some people are, actually. But, you know, whatever it is, if you're in one of those protected places, which I've been in before.
The sad song doesn't speak to me because I love my life. I'm very happy.
Very lucky. My husband and I are deeply in love. We have lots of intercourse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or sometimes when we do workshops, some people are like, oh, you know, just questions where it's like, what would you wish that someone would have told? Oh, I had a wonderful childhood and everything was great. And you're like, okay.
Oh, lucky for you. How wonderful.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. No, it's interesting though.
It's just those defenses. It's just like, we're protected. We just learned. They probably got hurt a while ago and they're just like, boom, got the barriers up. I'm protected. Don't come in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, but then they crave connection. It's like, I can't give you connection.
If you don't let me.
Yes. You have to let me. I have to know you and I have to see you. You mm-hmm. can't keep that up if you want me to connect to you.
Yes.
Vice versa for me as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, of mm-hmm. course.
Yeah,
of course. But anyways, I thank that woman for coming in and I thank everybody who spent the weekend with us and all of you who spent an hour dancing with us or, you know, through even, those of you who we don't know, just the ways that we connect through our little Facebook group or through this podcast.
Yeah, thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for your comments. When you guys take time to write down your comments, it really means a lot to us because we can kind of see where we get to see you.
Mm-hmm.
We can only imagine you, but when you write them down, we're like, oh, there you are.
Yeah.
What was that like for you?
So, we just want connection too.
I want to see you. I want to know you.
Oh, have a great week, you guys.
Yeah, love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.